Welcome to Season 2 Podcast, where we are going to get more deep into the Ebony Sherry Podcast. And this season, we're not holding back. I'm not holding back this season. We're going all in. We're going to talk about everything that needs to be talked about, and we're going to dive deep. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the conversation. And if you'd like to be a part of Ebony Sherry Podcast, just go ahead and leave a message. Reach out to me through social media, and we can make that happen. But Season 2 is going down. It's going to be more epic, and it's going to be more real topics that we're going to get into. And let's begin. What's up, you guys? This is your host, Ebony, and I'm back with another podcast. And today we're going to talk about baby mama drama. And basically about those baby mamas who try to keep their kids away from the baby daddies. I really feel like that's trifling, but we can only talk about the baby mamas keeping the babies from the baby daddies, because we can also get into the baby daddies not coming to see their child or won't have anything to do with their child unless they are with their baby mamas. But that's a whole nother podcast. But what I want to talk about is the baby mamas that use their kids as a pawn to try to keep this man on a hold for some reason. I think that's very trifling. And that's my personal opinion about that. Now, I'm not a baby mama. I'm an ex-wife. But, you know, I'm referred to as a baby mama. And that's cool. Excuse me. But in my situation, I don't try to keep my kids away from their father at all whatsoever. Even though we may not be on the best of terms, even if we are, even if we ain't, I'm not keeping his kids away from him. I'm not going to stop him from seeing his kids. I'm not going to stop his kids from visiting him. And that's just what it is. We're not together, and I don't have him on child support. And a lot of people tell me, oh, you should put him on child support. But I don't feel like that's necessary. I really don't, because I just don't feel like that's necessary. I don't feel like I'm going to gain from doing that as far as the kids getting what they need. And I've been doing it for this past year solo dolo, and he's been helping here and there, so I feel like that's just keep it like that. Other than that, even though, you know, I don't agree with things that's going down and how it's going down, I'm still not gonna keep his kids away from him. I'm still not gonna stop my children from wanting to visit him. As far as like drama and stuff, even if he talks to the kids or say things about me to the children, my kids are old enough to understand and decipher and also speak for themselves. So in any situation where there is conversation brought up about me to them, it doesn't stop anything, you know, because my kids are able to voice their opinion. They're able to speak on their own behalf, and a lot of that stuff can die down because they will speak up for themselves and they will, you know, vocalize how they feel about it, and that'll just be that, you know what I'm saying? So even though, like I said, we are not on the best terms, even if we are or we're not, nothing changes, because they still are able to go see him. He's able to come pick them up, and we just keep it pushing. I don't see what's my reason for stopping them from coming to see him. I don't see what that's going to benefit them, because all in all, at the end of the day, they still need their father in their lives. There's a lot of things that I can't do from a man's point, and he's important regardless of how often he's around or not, you know what I'm saying? So I think personally, it is very childish for women to just keep their children away. I think that's very childish, and I think that's very selfish also, because that shows the maturity level that you have within yourself. So that's my opinion on that. And I believe that versus us going head to head and arguing and bickering with each other, we should try to co-parent and work together as a team, because these kids need a village for real. There's a lot of stuff that's going on, and there's a lot of things that as parents, even though we're in the household, these kids will hide from us. There's a lot of things that they be going through. Sometimes they might voice it, but as parents, we sometimes can't decipher a lot of stuff because we have a lot of things going on within ourselves. So it really takes a village. If your child isn't able to talk to you or voice their opinion to you as the mom, they should be able to go to their father, and vice versa. If the father is, you know, the sole parent in the child's life, that man shouldn't keep that child away from the mama either. Because there are some cases where that is the issue. And that is a whole nother podcast. But as far as, you know, baby mamas trying to control their baby daddies by using the child and not letting the child be able to go with the father, even though that man has shown that he's capable and able of taking care of the child while she's away from you, he's never harmed the child, he's never put the child in danger, never did anything to disrespect that child or you, I don't see what the issue would be. And I just feel like there's a lot of bitter baby mamas out here that want the baby daddy so bad. For some reason, whatever reason it is that you want your baby daddy, if it did not work for you, all you have to do is just listen to what he said. He's telling you the things that's making it complicated for him to stay around or be with you. So why won't you just fix the issue? If that's where you want to be, before, I don't understand, before things get worse than what they are, people will not sit down and listen and try to correct their wrongs. They will just keep allowing things to get worse and worse before they even do anything about it. If you're hearing and you're seeing that you can work on some things within yourself, if you're understanding and emotionally intelligent on the things that's going on in your life, correct those things ASAP. Because all you're going to do is just push the situation further and further into flames. That's all it's going to be. And if you see that you're not capable of understanding one another and making stuff work, then just let it be. Give it some time. Give it some space. But there's a lot of baby mamas out here that think they can control their baby daddy by using the child. Also squeezing money out of them by using that child. That's ridiculous. We're all adults here. We're all adults. We all go to work. We all make an honest living. If need be, you gotta work a little bit more. You gotta have a hustle on the side. Do that. You know? Do what it is that you need to do to make sure that you're straight at the end of the day. Like, it's good to have a support system. Sometimes that may be the case. Sometimes we may have a support system. Sometimes we may not. But at the end of the day, push yourself. You can push yourself. You may not want to work that double, but maybe that week you need to work that double. Work that double in the beginning of the week and take on another double the end on the weekend. And try to start a hustle. Try to start a side hustle. One of my favorite YouTube videos that I watch all the time is where Steve Harvey always said that if you have a gift, all you have to do is charge $10 the most. $10 for that thing that you do, and get 10 people to agree to buy that thing from you. 10 people for $10. And just keep doing that. He said that is the most quickest way for you to become a millionaire is to find something that you're good at, that you do without even thinking about. That's your gift. That's your God-given gift. And sell that thing for $10 and find 10 people that will buy it for $10 and just keep doing that. That video rings in my heart, in my mind, in my soul so much, because a job alone is not working. It's not cutting it. So a hustle is something that you have to gain. And there's a lot of videos on YouTube that you can look up and do your research on and pray and manifest, you know, things to come to pass. But it's all up to you. It's all up to you. At the end of the day, society makes us the type of people that feel like they have to be superheroes as mothers. But we do not have to be superhero. We're not supernatural people. Okay? We're human beings. We're human beings at the end of the day. And all we can do is what we can do. But push yourself to be in a better position so you don't have to worry about anything. But I just feel like as a baby mama, as an ex, you shouldn't use those children. You should not keep those children away from their fathers. They're a very important part of that kid's life. And work on that bitterness. That's just my personal opinion. Work on that bitterness. Because that child should not be missing a whole life away from their fathers. That's necessary for their lives. And then they're listening to you come up with whatever lie or whatever excuse it is that you came up with, telling them this. And when they find out the truth, I wonder how that's going to play out. There are a lot of children that's upset with their parents today for them lying on the behalf of the other parent because they didn't keep it 100. When all you had to do was tell them what happened, what went on, y'all sit down together and work that thing out. Other than that, I don't see a reason for you to keep your child away from the father. It's not necessary. You don't have to be in control of everything. Let that man move on. Let that man live his life and let him be who he is. Whether he starts another family or not, let him live his life. It's his life and he has to live his life some shape, form, or fashion. And if it did not work out with y'all, it just didn't work. You still have your life and time to work on what it is that you want in your own life. And if that situation didn't work out, it was for the best. Or if that situation can rekindle, it will. Give it some time. But other than that, let that man be a part of his kid's life. He deserves to be a part of his kid's life because you did not make that child on your own. Unless other situations occurred that happened. But other than that, let that child be a part of that man's life. Let that man be a part of that child's life. It's necessary. And that's all I got for you guys on this episode. I just really want to talk about that because it's a situation that I go through, and I just see a lot of men go through that, and it just really bothers me. But there is a question that I want you guys to answer, and go ahead and answer that question for me so we can engage more in the comment section. As always, please share this podcast, share it with friends, family, Facebook buddies, all that. Do all that. Subscribe and tune in for the next podcast. Again, this is your host, Ebony, and I'm out until the next podcast. Y'all have a lovely day.